This is KUT. Today we're starting a project called On My Block, Voices from 12th and Chacon. There was a time when African Americans were forced to live in parts of East Austin. 12th Street later became part of a thriving hub of black life in Austin. Then it declined. And for years, the intersection of 12th and Chacon was synonymous with drugs. But in recent years, police have cracked down on crime there, and the neighborhood has been the latest to see the wave of change brought by wealthier residents moving in, pushing many longtime residents out. We recently spent a day at each of the corners at 12th and Chacon to hear how people are experiencing the changes there. We begin with KUT's Saida Hassan.
It's about 7 in the morning, and I'm standing at the northeast corner of 12th and Chacon. Aside from this traffic, it's pretty quiet at the intersection. There's an art gallery right at this corner with a giant mural on the side of the building with lots of different artists. It looks like Michael Jackson, Bob Marley, and Tupac. Further down the street, there's a bar, an acupuncture place, a liquor store, and a mechanic shop. Down 12th Street, there are some restaurants that have been in the neighborhood for decades. There's the Galloway Sandwich Shop and Sam's Barbecue. I met up with Brian Mays, one of the owners of Sam's Barbecue, at the restaurant. It's a family business, he tells me, named after his great uncle. Mays has been manning the restaurant for about 40 years, and he's come up with his own crafty slogan.
Well, you don't need no teeth to eat my beef.
That's, you don't need no teeth to eat my beef. Mays shows off his own toothless grin. That slogan is painted in bold black letters on one of the outside walls, and Mays says it attracts a unique customer base.
A whole lot of senior citizens start visiting me now, a whole lot. Because you don't need no teeth. Yeah, come on in.
We're sitting at some wooden tables right behind the restaurant facing 12th Street. The restaurant is quiet now, but Mays and his team are up early getting the smoker started. On the menu today,
I have mac and cheese, baked bean, green bean, yam, and potato salad at your five sides. And then for your meats, I have sausage, brisket, chicken, ribs, and lamb.
Inside, the walls of Sam's Barbecue are plastered with family photos, newspaper reviews, and a giant poster for the movie Joe, starring Nicolas Cage, which Mays acted in.
I played Junior, the boss man of the lead role in the crew.
When he's not manning the barbecue pit, Mays moonlights as a movie star. He's appeared in 8 feature films to date, but he doesn't have plans to leave the barbecue business anytime soon. As we look out on 12th Street, he says many of his longtime neighbors have opted to sell their property and move away from East Austin. He says he's been approached by buyers too, but he's not selling.
5 years ago, we had black business, black bars, black club. Now we don't have them. What can you do about it? Nothing you can do. I ain't going nowhere.
It's been odd to watch the transformation. Not just that it's transforming, but that it's transforming so quickly.
Natasha Madison is with a group called the East Austin Advocacy Project. They're working to help create a merchants association for businesses on East 12th Street to help them boost their visibility. She says we can't escape the fact that a lot of residents have left, and many of the new people moving in simply don't do business in the area. Still, she's hopeful.
We want to encourage them and offer them the opportunity by having these wonderful businesses exist on the corridor for them to participate and be in a part of the community and have it be a self-sustained corridor where members of our community can get everything they need here.
Madison remembers a time when this neighborhood was a thriving cultural hub, and she hopes to see it get back to that. On the northeast corner of 12th and Chacon, I'm Saida Hassan.
This is Maggie Rivas Rodriguez. I'm standing on the southeast corner of 12th and Chacon, and it's late morning. On the Chacon side, there's a bus stop with a bench, and behind the bus stop, there's a empty lot. Way behind the bus stop is a little convenience store with a drive-through window. And then on the 12th Street side, there's Marshall's Barbershop. I dive in.
My name is Tommy Bonds. I'm from West Memphis, Arkansas.
Tommy Bonds has been living in Austin since 1999. He just got back from the doctor's office to make sure his diabetes hasn't affected his eyesight. Now he's sitting at the bus stop, getting ready to enjoy a beer and some pork skins he bought at the convenience store. He says the corner has improved.
It's not trash everywhere. It's not beer cans. I see they done cut the trees and stuff where nobody can be hot. Because back in the day, people was peeing everywhere. The people have moved on. If they're not in jail, they have got their homes or they somewhere else.
Vaughn says he's had lots of different jobs. He says he's bipolar and has been in trouble with drugs and alcohol in the past. and he was homeless for 6 years.
Straight out homeless, sleeping on the street behind buildings, in between buildings, and it wasn't pretty, but I made it. So that's where I'm at. I'm not homeless anymore. I got me a home. Thank you, Jesus.
Up the street at Marshall's Barbershop, Eldrick Cooper has worked at the shop for close to 23 years. He's owned it for 12 of those years. His lease is up in March, and his landlord has sold the property. Cooper is staying put until he knows whether his lease will get renewed. In 10 years, Cooper expects this corner will be different.
This barbershop probably won't be this type of style barbershop. If it be a barbershop, it'll probably be in a condo at the bottom of a business or something like that. You know, or the store won't be, it'll be a Whole Foods or something that's over here.
One of his customers on this bright autumn day is a college professor from the University of Pennsylvania. Guthrie Ramsey is in Austin for a conference on African-American scholarship and activism, and he was looking for a haircut.
I wanted to look nice.
So how do you find a good barbershop in a city you don't know? A friend recommended this strategy.
Hit Martin Luther King Drive, which is a kind of inside joke. Martin Luther King Drive is usually in a black neighborhood in cities I travel a lot. She said, go east, and then start looking for the folk. And once I got to the correct side of town, if you Google barbershop, it'll give you the barbershops in that proximity. First one that came up was this one.
Despite the changes, this corner does have rough edges. There seem to be a few people who are suffering from mental illness and who are homeless. And then in the early afternoon, a woman who looks like she's in her 40s pulls into the parking lot next to the convenience store in a black Mercedes-Benz. Then one of the men sitting under a big tree behind the convenience store slides into the passenger seat of the Mercedes. The woman counts cash as the man watches closely. And then he and the woman drive off. At the southeast corner of 12th and Chacon, I'm Maggie Rivas Rodriguez.
I'm Ajima Linchi. It's about 2 o'clock. I'm on the southwest corner of 12th and Chacon. And the thing that really strikes me about this corner is this marquee that's right on the corner. It's owned by the church about a half a block down Mission Possible, Austin. And right now I'm looking at it and there's a bunch of things scrolling by. Bible study, Wednesday, 10 to 11 a.m. It says food vendors and there's an arrow. It says coffee room, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 to 12. The marquee scrolls on, promising a bunch of activity. I head to find some.
We do a ton of stuff. We do free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds. We provide baby clothes, diapers, wipes, maternity clothes, shoes.
Katie Matthews works at the Chacon Pregnancy Resource Center, housed in Mission Possible. It's the early afternoon. The center's empty. Matthews and I tiptoe around boxes filled with donations.
Clothes, formula, diapers.
And a closet stacked floor to ceiling.
It's our room full of baby clothes right now that we use.
That's a lot of baby clothes.
It is extensive. So we have a ton of donations, not a lot of space.
I leave Matthews to her work and head out, back to the large parking lot that dominates the southwest corner. One bus runs east on 12th Street, another south on Chacon. But other than that, it's pretty dead.
No one really out here.
The marquee is the only form of life. It blinks away as I talk to myself. But then, I hear something. The lunch hour is winding down, and Tiberio Cruz runs one of two food trucks parked in this parking lot owned by the church. He shows me the day's menu.
I have a chicken tinga, and it's marinated with chipotle peppers and ancho peppers, and honey, and some other spices.
Cruz has lived in Austin for 25 years, but he's been serving food at this corner for just 4 months. I ask him, why here?
I think this area reflects what Austin is. You know, I mean, I know Austin is changing all around, but Austin is like a very eclectic town that welcomes people from all walks of life.
And why now?
Well, this area was a very dangerous area, according to police reports and all that, and it has changed a lot.
I leave Cruz to close up, and when I do, I'm left to the marquee again. It scrolls on like some sort of silent preacher, and that's when I realize I'm missing a huge part of this corner, the church. There was no one there when I stopped by. Lucky for me, believers don't stray too far.
Glory to God. I can't take none of the credit. Oh, it's all glory to God.
And this guy's a real believer.
Bam, you've been blessed.
I met Anthony Bunton on the sidewalk near this corner. He had dropped by the church to get a suit jacket and shirt a friend put aside for him. Bunton tells me he's homeless and a recovering addict. He sleeps at the Arch downtown, though he tells me he just signed a lease on a new place. And on life, apparently.
Life is good. Life is good. Life is what we make it.
Bunton goes to a mass hosted by Mission Possible. But it's not just any service. It's held under the I-35 bridge at 6th Street for the homeless who congregate there. Bunton says he's going to wear his new suit jacket to mass, although nice dress is never mandatory.
The Lord says come as he is. Like, look, I'll come down there in some flip-flops, you know, chewing on a jawbreaker, you know, nappy head, you know, cold still in my eyes, and, you know, ain't brushed my teeth. Road. And I'm telling you, I guarantee you, I'm going to get blessed the same.
Amen. Bunton continues on to the bus stop at the top of the corner. He'll take the bus downtown to the library to escape the heat. It's late afternoon now, and rush hour traffic begins to pack the streets. And the marquee above me keeps scrolling on. On the southwest corner of 12th and Chacon, I'm Audrey McGlinchey.
So, we've been to church. Now it's time for the night shift. I'm Mose Bouchel. I'm on the northwest corner. And the sun is down. Bars are open. Let's party. First stop, the Full Circle Bar. This place is pretty new to the block. That sound you're hearing, 6 lanes of skee ball set up along the wall. The bartender's a guy named Cooper Moon. He's got impressive tattoos and an even more impressive beard.
This is our second location. Our first location is in Brooklyn.
New bars like this are changing the feel of 12th and Chacon. Moon thinks they're helping clean up the corner. But he says they're also the result of development in other parts of town. Before the new bars started popping up here, they were locating on 6th Street, just east of the highway.
All the new apartments that are coming up and all the house like spikes with the rent and whatnot, like it's driving us either further east or further south.
So on 6th Street, the bars came, then the high-end housing. Could it happen here?
Probably. That's why I'm thinking about moving more farther south.
12th and Chacon, you know, everyone joke about it because that's where, like, the crackheads, you know, would hang out and the prostitutes and stuff like that.
Back on the street, I meet Miriam Thompson. She's in her early 30s. She's white. She grew up in the Austin suburbs. She moved here a few months ago. She loves it.
Now walking around, like, I don't really feel unsafe. As I would have, you know, several years ago, I would have been like, oh, my God, where's my mace?
No, no, and no again. Not true.
Bill Binion happened to overhear us. He says the neighborhood doesn't deserve the bad rap. Binion's in his 60s, black. He grew up here.
It is very much a family-oriented family community where everybody was close-knit and tight.
Part of the reason for these different perspectives is how far back they're thinking. Thompson's talking about the block's recent history. Binion's talking about the decades when this was the heart of black East Austin.
There were nightclubs lining both sides of the street, just a vibrant, vibrant area with a different variety of people.
So in a way, the resurgence of clubs here is a return to the old 12th Street. The question is, who are the new clubs catering to?
You may not try, upgrade me, Cadillac.
Last bar of the night, Dozen Street. The crowd is people of all different races, so is the band. It's the kind of scene a lot of people wish there was more of as new transplants flock to the east side.
And the funny thing is it exists in pockets in a real way.
Reggie Kobe is one of the guys who helps put this together every Wednesday night. He went to high school nearby, so he's seen things change firsthand.
And here's the thing that I really want to say, and if you don't take nothing else I say, take this. Austin is America. You know what I mean? Like, all in this small and closed space. It's a microcosm. So, like, when you think about Austin and what you want to have happen here, think about what you want to see happen outward in the world.
He says it takes work to be inclusive. Work he's not sure some people are willing to put in. Mose Bouchel, KET News.
Oh, all right, Thank you.